Welcome, everybody. In the next hour, you're going to discover the essential estate planning documents that everyone should have, how to preserve your assets for your legacy, and how to protect assets from the costs of long-term care so that you can enjoy your second half of life. This presentation is for you if you're scared of not being able to make your own decisions at some point in time, or if you're sick and tired of thinking about taxes, or if you're worried about what will happen to your spouse if you need long-term care, or if you're afraid that you'll lose your home to your costs of long-term care. Now imagine you could wave a magic wand and have a plan in place, a plan that doesn't burden your family, a plan that protects for your spouse and your loved ones, a plan that avoids conflict within your family, and a plan that gives you peace of mind. This is possible. See what our client Patricia Fry had to say. I'm sure glad I made the call. My husband had experienced some health challenges, so we knew it was the right time to put things in order financially to be properly prepared for the future. The thing I most appreciated was that they listened to what we needed and then provided outstanding guidance throughout the entire process. It was as if they developed a roadmap that we can now follow. They made things so easy. There's no one I would want to take care of us more than these people. Now, before we get too far, let us introduce ourselves. My name's Jenna Franks. I'm one of the attorneys at Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak. I work primarily out of our State College location. This is my husband, Josh, our daughter, Ava, and our newest addition, Grayson. Now, to give you a little more background on me, I've actually wanted to be an attorney since the eighth grade. I always saw an argument for either side of a situation, so basically I drove my parents crazy by always playing the devil's advocate. But at the end of the day, I wanted to make a difference. And what better way to make a difference than through the legal system? So we lived in Florida for about 10 years, and I practiced in various areas of law, but nothing spoke to me. Then one day we got a phone call that our grandparents were in the hospital and they weren't doing well. We decided it was time for us to move home and help out. This is Graham and Pat, two of the sweetest, cutest older people that I know. They've been married for over 60 years. I hesitated to use this picture because there's alcohol on the table, but to be honest, it's one of the last happy pictures that we have of them together. Graham has dementia and suffered from a broken hip, and Pap had a stroke that left him really weak. They both needed long-term care, but like most people, they wanted to stay home as long as possible. By going through this process for our loved ones, it helped me realize how important planning is so that you have more options in the future. And I know, Kristen, you too have seen a lot of these same situations.
Thanks, Jenna. Welcome, everybody. My name's Kristen. I am a long-term care planner with Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak. I'm also a certified Medicaid planner, a certified dementia practitioner, and an Alzheimer's disease and dementia care trainer. I've been with the law firm for over 9 years. And for the 5 years prior to that, I worked for the Area Agency on Aging. Now, let me introduce you to my family, my husband, Kyle, my daughter, Kendall, and my son, Kyler. And if having two redheaded children wasn't enough, apparently it's a trend with all of our pets as well. We have our dog, Chestnut, our cat, Sprinkles, and then our four horses, Rusty, Bam, and Bo at the top. Bo's our baby. And at the bottom is our newest addition, Voss. But how did I get here? Well, much like Alice in Wonderland, I kind of fell into it. I always knew I wanted to help people. And in college, I went into sociology and psychology. I took an internship at a drug and alcohol facility, but knew right away that was not for me. Soon after, the Area Agency on Aging was looking for a new care manager, and I took a chance and applied. And I'm so glad that I did. I loved going to work every day and to help people, but like many social service agencies, resources, funding, and manpower is so limited. So that's how I ended up transitioning to Steinbacher, Goodall, and Yurchak, where I'm now able to every day go above and beyond doing what I love most, helping families, protecting spouses, and giving the right advice. I work alongside Jenna and the other attorneys to explore options for care, apply for benefits, connect seniors with resources, and most importantly, advocate for those in need. But the main reason I'm so passionate about what I do is because of being able to help somebody like Nancy. Now, I'd love to tell you Nancy's story, but I really think her testimonial says it all. After my husband went into the nursing home, I went to another law firm in the area to see what could be done about paying for his care. They said that there was nothing they could do for me and that I'd have to spend down my money for him to then be eligible to receive Medicaid. I was very concerned and felt they just left me on my own. I later was told to call this firm. I figured why not, because at this point I had nothing to lose. After explaining my situation, I was told to come in right away because I required immediate attention. What they did for me was unreal, especially after being told I was in a hopeless situation by that other law firm. They took action to protect our assets and get my husband's nursing home bills taken care of into the future. Everyone was so wonderful. I'd taken my daughter with me, and when we were told the bills were going to be paid, she cried because she knew what the other lawyer had previously said. I can't say enough about this kind of attention to detail. Now, today isn't about Nancy, though. It isn't about me. It isn't about Jenna. It's about you. My goal for you today is to give you the tools so you know what you need to do to make sure that you and your loved ones are taken care of during your second half of life. We're going to discover today the right information, the essential estate planning documents that everyone must have in place, what you can do to provide for your legacy, and options that you have right now to protect your assets. We're going to take you from where you are right now to where you want to be. Let's dive in and get started with those essential estate planning documents that everyone must have. Jenna?
Thanks, Kristen. So when we talk about powers of attorney and when we talk about estate planning documents, we're talking about powers of attorney and wills. Everybody over the age of 18 should have powers of attorney and wills in place. But I don't mean just printing any generic document off the internet. Sometimes having bad documents is just as bad as not having any documents. You want to have good documents in place so that your loved ones can step in and protect you and protect your assets if they ever need to. When our office puts these documents together, we give you four powers of attorney: a financial power of attorney, a healthcare power of attorney, a living will, and a mental health power of attorney. And we also give you a last will and testament. But why do you need these documents? Well, let's talk about the risks of not having these good estate planning documents. First of all, if you're married and at some point in time you can't make decisions for yourself, your spouse cannot automatically step in and make financial decisions for you. In fact, the state of Pennsylvania actually assumes that you don't want your spouse to be making financial decisions for you. So if that ever happens where you don't have good documents and you can't make decisions for yourself, then your loved ones have to seek what's called a legal guardianship. Basically, they have to ask the judge to appoint somebody to be able to make decisions for you. This is a timely and costly process, and at the end of the day, you lose control because it's up to the judge to decide who will be making decisions for you. And additionally, because your spouse might have a difficult time with moving assets around or protecting assets from the cost of your care, this could leave your spouse impoverished at home. And lastly, you risk losing everything that you've worked hard for to the nursing home if you don't have good estate planning documents in place. Let's talk next about some celebrities in their situations when they didn't have these valuable legal documents in place. Prince passed away at the age of 57 and he had no will. He left behind hundreds of millions of dollars and many attorneys and lots of different consultants had to be hired. At the end of the day, the estate is still not settled 4 years later, and a lot of money has been unnecessarily spent. Anna Nicole Smith, at age 26, she married billionaire J. Howard Marshall, who was 89 at the time. Shortly after their marriage, Marshall's health declined, and his son was appointed as his legal guardian. The son limited Anna's visitations with her husband to 30 minutes a day at 8 o'clock at night, and an armed bodyguard had to be present. This situation may have been avoided if Marshall had documents in place. And then lastly, Terry Schiavo, at the age of 26, suffered a cardiac arrest. She was resuscitated, but she was left with major brain damage and in a persistent vegetative state. After 2 years of therapy, her husband determined that he wanted her feeding tube to be removed, but her parents disagreed. Because Terry didn't have any legal documents in place, it had to be litigated what Terry would have wanted in that situation. After 7 years of litigating through the court system, it was determined that Terry's feeding tube would be removed. Now, let's talk about how you avoid these situations with your own documents. What you need to do is you need to meet with an elder law attorney to review any existing documents that you have in place now, and also put in place any documents that you still need. It's important that you do meet with an elder law attorney because this is the attorney you're going to be dealing with a lot of the second half of life situations. Situations like retirement, planning for long-term care, or planning for passing away. Having a plan in place avoids a lot of these bad situations that we've mentioned. And having a plan in place also means that you have peace of mind knowing that you'll be all set if a crisis situation does happen. John and Denise Satzler were in your shoes before they came and met with us. Afterwards, they said, "Thank you very much for the exceptional services. The financial investment we made in your firm is suitable, for we now have peace of mind in regards to our estate planning." But keep in mind too that it's not always as simple as just putting estate planning documents in place. Sometimes, based on your assets, your goals, your health, or your family situation, we need to take a deeper look at your situation and make sure that your plan's going to work. This could include situations where you'd prefer to have more control over where your assets go after you pass away and how that money is spent. It could also be situations where there's more of a blended family involved, or if you have more of a complicated tax planning situation. One of the most common situations that we see here in central Pennsylvania is the typical farm family. This would usually be a very valuable family farm, and the family typically doesn't have as much in liquid assets. Kristen and I have actually seen as many as 10 children involved in one of these family situations, and the parents are trying to split this family farm equally between the 10 children. Oftentimes, this requires a discussion as far as which kids are actually interested in receiving a portion of the farm, which children can actually afford to run a portion of the farm, and lastly, which kids will actually get along with each other to make sure that the farm will work. Overall, it's thinking through the possibilities and coming up with the best plan. And this requires discussing the taxes involved, including other family members that might be involved, and also implementing good documents so that the plan actually works. By knowing what you need to do, you can rest easy knowing that you have control and your money will go where you want it to. Another client that went through these emotions is Susan. Susan actually did not have children that she wanted to provide for, but she had cats. Afterwards, Susan said, "I was surprised and appreciative that Jenna and everyone else I spoke with in the office were so helpful. Everyone took the time to answer all my questions and thoroughly explain everything we discussed and suggest options. I feel much better about my decisions and whether everything I need is in place because of this. But what happens if you don't pass away? What happens if you need long-term care at some point? Are there options to protect assets from the cost of your long-term care?" Kristen?
So in this next section, I'm going to tell you why it's so important to protect your assets from long-term care. Do you know that if you do not put a plan in place and need care, the state of Pennsylvania in the nursing home will tell you that you need to spend every last penny on your care? We work with families every day to make sure that they do not lose their house or their life savings, all while protecting what's most important, their spouse and families. But what is long-term care planning? The process of future, while you are still able to make a plan and understanding what options are available and the cost involved. By planning before you get sick, you can control what happens. But you might be wondering, If I get sick and need some type of care, what options are even available? And this is a great question, and we're really lucky in our areas to have a variety of ways to receive care. Care choices range from in-home care to facility care, with many options in between. Most of us want to stay home no matter what, which is great, as long as it's practical and safe. There are agencies that provide in-home care services, and you can also hire individuals on your own to provide in-home care. If you need additional help, maybe some socialization, or your caregivers need some respite, there are adult daycare centers that are able to provide a little additional help so you can still stay at home. However, at times, it's just not enough, and facility placement may be necessary. Placement options can range from independent living to personal care homes, otherwise known as senior living facilities, to memory care communities, to skilled nursing homes, or even continuing care retirement communities that may actually encompass all of these levels of care. So you might be thinking now, how do I actually pay for this care? Of course, it can't be free. So what are the options? So of course, you can always privately pay for the care out of your pocket. However, nursing home care on average in Pennsylvania is over $11,000 a month now. $11,000 a month. So it's really important to protect your assets because you can see how quickly you can become impoverished paying $11,000 a month out of your pocket. If you are a veteran, a spouse, or a widow of a veteran, you may be eligible for the aid and attendance pension benefit through the Veterans Administration. This can be a benefit up to around $2,000 a month to help pay for your care needs, as long as you meet the medical and financial criteria. Long-term care insurance is another great option to explore. Every long-term care insurance policy works a little differently, so you need to make sure you know what it covers if you need care. If you already have a policy, you need to pull it out and see what it says, or if you're thinking about purchasing a policy, you need to understand what it all includes. For instance, what type of care does it actually cover? In-home care, facility care, both? How much is the daily benefit? With the average daily cost of skilled nursing home care over $350 a day, a policy that only pays $100 a day isn't going to be good enough to cover all of your expenses. Now let's switch gears and talk about Medicare. So Medicare and Medicaid are named so similar, but they're very different. We always like to say you can compare apples to oranges with these two programs. So Medicare, many people who have Medicare or move into need skilled nursing home, their Medicare coverage kicks in, think that they automatically are going to receive 100 days of coverage. Sadly, that's just not true. Medicare was designed as a short-term solution to nursing home care. It covers up to 100 days annually. The key words, up to. Many individuals only receive more around 20 days of coverage. So you can see why it's really important to not count on Medicare as a long-term solution and have other options in place. Now, Medicaid is something that we deal with in our office every single day. Now, I could hold you hostage on here and talk to you about all the ins and outs of Medicaid all day long, but I won't do that, I promise. I won't torture you with that today. So, do you know that most residents in nursing homes actually are covered under Medicaid? You might be thinking, well, wait a second, isn't Medicaid an impoverishment program? Don't you have to be poor to be on Medicaid? Well, yes, it is an impoverishment program, but there are strategies that our office can help you figure out right now, and we can get these strategies implemented to get you qualified for Medicaid and protect assets from your nursing home care. There's also a Medicaid program that pays for in-home care, so in the event you can stay home and not move into a nursing home. So we've briefly talked about what types of care is out there, how you pay for those different types of care, but what's actually available? If I need care in my home or in a facility, what is available? What can I lose? Well, the answer is almost everything. This includes bank accounts, CDs, investments, life insurance policies, retirement accounts, real estate, pretty much everything you own. And guess what? If you're married, most of your spouse's assets are available also. It's really important to have a plan in place so not everything you work so hard for is available for your care. So what can you do to protect your spouse? I'll be honest, here in Pennsylvania, we're actually really lucky when it comes to protecting your spouse. Other states right around us are not as fair. So in a situation where one spouse needs care, as long as your legal documents are in order, like Jenna mentioned, we can protect pretty much everything for the spouse that doesn't need care. Now I have to go back and say, but, and this is a big but, your powers of attorney have to be in good order. If all you get from our seminar is that you need to get great estate planning documents in place right now, we've done a good job, okay? If you come to us and you're in crisis and your estate planning documents are not good, your powers of attorney are not good enough, then we can't protect everything that you've worked so hard for. So we can protect your spouse in pretty much every option, but what about your house? For most of us, our house is our most valuable asset. The good news is, with proper planning, there are options available to protect your house, even if you need care right now. Now, planning ahead is much better, but there are options even if you need care now. Again, we have to go back to that but. We are very limited on what we can do if you do not have good power of attorney documents in place. It's very important to protect your house, because if you do not, the state of Pennsylvania can come back and claim on it after you pass away. So we know that what the nursing home can take, pretty much everything. We know there are some options for protecting our spouse and our house, but what about our other assets? What can be done? Well, every plan is different. Depends on your goals, your family situation, where you're receiving care, how much care is needed, your assets, your income. We have to take all of these things into consideration when we put a plan in place. I always say your plan is like a puzzle. We have to put every single piece of that puzzle together to do a good job. If there's any pieces missing, you have an incomplete plan and we didn't do a good job. So there's a variety of tools that we may use when we're protecting assets, but probably the two most of you have heard of and the two that we use the most often are irrevocable trust and Medicaid compliant annuities. Now today, we actually aren't going to dive into irrevocable trust or Medicaid compliant annuities and how they actually work. But I will tell you, these are two of the methods that we use daily helping our clients protect their assets. So now you might be thinking, well, wait a second, you're talking about trust and annuities and what about that 5-year look back? Yeah, there's a 5-year look back. It's not 7 years, it's not three, it's five. The 5-year look back is the 5 years prior to applying for Medicaid in the nursing home or for in-home care. During the 5 years, the state of Pennsylvania wants to ensure that you have not gave away any gifts over $500 a month. Not $15,000, not $12,000. Those are tax gifting rules. Medicaid nursing home gifting is nothing over $500 a month. Okay, that's not per person, that's total. If you have made gifts within the last 5 years, those gifts are totaled up and then divided by the average cost of care to issue a penalty period. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you made a gift of $100,000, whether it's real estate or cash, $100,000. And within 5 years, you need care. The state of Pennsylvania will say you will not be eligible to receive care for 9 months. We get that by taking the $100,000 gift, dividing it by the average cost of care in Pennsylvania, which right now is a little over $11,000 a month, and we get 9 months. So if you have enough other assets to privately pay for your care for 9 months, then you can protect that gift. But what if you do not have any other assets? What if your only asset was your house and you gave that away and now you need care? Well, there's a lot at risk. You're not going to qualify for Medicaid, which is a huge risk. You probably won't be even admitted into a nursing facility. We are seeing most facilities now, the first question they ask is if you've made any gifts, and if so, they will put you at the bottom of the list or might not even admit you. You even could risk filial responsibility, which means that your children could be held liable to pay for your nursing home care. And I don't know many people that would want to put their children in that type of situation. We also want to mention that we do not recommend outright gifting. So the reason we don't recommend outright gifting is because even though we love our family members or whoever we want to gift to, and of course, I'm sure they're wonderful, wonderful people, there's a lot of risks involved. I like to refer to these as the four Ds: divorce, debt, disability, and death. Let me give you an example. You give $100,000 to your son, and then he gets divorced. Well, I guess his ex is now entitled to half. You gift $100,000 to your son and he has creditors. Well, now that money's available for his creditors. You gift $100,000 to your son and he becomes disabled. He may not qualify for the benefits that he needs. Or what if, God forbid, you gifted $100,000 to your son and he passes away? Where does that money go? So benefits, options for care, and knowing what to do is very, very confusing. So what do you do? What can you do right now? Put a plan in place. By putting a plan in place, you control what happens if you need care, who makes decisions for you, and ultimately the outcome. Now, I know this last section that I talked about was scary and a little overwhelming, but think about this. Do you want somebody else making these decisions for you? Do you want to burden your family by not having the conversation or not having a plan put in place? Of course not. Let's go back to Nancy. Nancy didn't have a plan. She was told that there was nothing that could be done. She was hopeless and felt like nobody was on her side. Thankfully, her friend told her to call us and we were able to jump into action and help her. But what if her friend didn't tell her to call us? She would have lost everything: her house, her income, her assets, and probably her will to keep moving forward each day. Do you have a friend like Nancy? Maybe, but maybe not. Do you want to leave it up to chance? Of course not. So what do you have to lose? Think about that for a minute. What do you have to lose? What is at risk? Now, while you think about what you have to lose by not putting a plan in place, let me give you a recap of what we've gone over today. So far, we've discovered what happens if you do not have good estate planning documents, what you can do to provide for your legacy, and what happens if you do not put a plan in place to protect your assets. After everything we've talked about today, I hope you get this one thing. Planning ahead is essential to make sure your family is taken care of and that you do not spend any more than necessary on long-term care. How do I make this happen? How do you get from where you are right now to where you want to be? By scheduling a long-term care strategy session. That's how you protect your future. How does that work? What does that look like? It's a 1-hour strategy session with our office over Zoom or over a telephone call. During this meeting, we will ensure your estate planning documents are in good order, develop a plan for your second half of life, plus we will answer all of the questions you have about your unique situation. And that means that at the end of our time together, you will know what documents you need, you will know your options for long-term care, and you will have peace of mind knowing that you and your loved ones will be ready for the challenges of tomorrow. So you might be wondering, well, this sounds great, but what does this cost? What's the catch here? So Jenna, do you want to come in and share that with everybody?
Yeah, sure. So the value of this 1-hour strategy session is $495. We offer this free. It's complimentary because we feel it's so important for you to know what you should be doing as you prepare for your second half of life. But what's the catch? Well, to be honest with you all, there really is no catch. But typically, to schedule one of these sessions at our office, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to get you on our calendar. We have set aside time slots in the next 2 to 3 weeks so that if you're ready to get started on your planning and you book today, we can get started and you'll know exactly what you need to do to prepare for your second half of life. This strategy session is valuable because you'll learn what documents you need to have in planning for your second half of life. You'll know what your options are in planning for long-term care, and you'll have peace of mind knowing that you and your loved ones will be prepared in case any crisis situation would come up. All you have to do is book your strategy session at chatwithsgy.com or call our office at 800-351-8334.